Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Diego Seghi now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 1 in the game. Brian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kralik strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles pinch hits for Diego Segui. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Kraus pinch runs for Ed Charles. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Kraus trying to get to third. Hinton throws the ball into Alves, who tags Kraus for the out. 1 out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sims settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sims. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. 1 out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rene Lachman pinch hits for West Stock. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Lachman moves to second. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a line drive towards short. Brown catches it and throws to second to double up Lachman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Lachman now catching. Jim Dixon now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.